Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Swanson moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swanson moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Haas scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Peterson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Coleman moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Williams moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Red Faber now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Wahlberg moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Wahlberg scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Faber fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Faber. Fox goes all the way around to score. Coleman moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Bishop trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Higgins scores. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wyatt moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wyatt scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Swanson moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Higgins bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Majeski moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Coleman. Majeski moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing third base. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.